Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready? Now, without further ado, I introduce you to my pastor, the Reverend Todd T. King, and the New Life Community Choir.
Created me, yes.
Wash me, Lord. Whatever's in me that's not like you, I want you to get it out, tear it out, and rip it out. Amen. That was John P. Key with Wash Me, an oldie but a goodie. Amen. God bless you and welcome to another live broadcast of God's Word to Man. I am Brother Manny. And tonight we have another great discussion for you, a lesson being taught by Rev. Pastor Joseph Murphy. Amen. And I hope you're tuning in here live. Go ahead and share the link wherever you may have seen the link. Go ahead and share it with a family member or a friend. Share it on your social media page. Hallelujah. If you think someone will be inspired, uplifted, educated, or encouraged in any way, this is the hour, the moment. We give you, the listener, the opportunity to call in and ask questions, leave comments, and even request prayer. That's right. You can request prayer. And the number to do that is 563-999-3552. Again, the number to call in is 563-999-3552. And your call will be answered in the order that it is received. Normally, we don't have anybody calling, and that's okay, too. Sometimes people just like to listen. So whether you're listening on this live broadcast at this moment right now, or you're listening to a recording, God bless you. I hope you enjoy what you are about to hear. Now, our topic tonight, evidence of godly character. Evidence of godly character. And of course, you know, I'm not by myself. I will bring on my dear brother now, my brother in Christ and my blood brother. We share the same mother and father. Praise God. God bless you, Rev. How are you?
I'm blessed. God bless you, Brother Manny. Glad to be on with you as always. Hope you had a great day. Amen.
Amen. I surely did. Praise God. Happy to be on this evening with another great lesson. Again, I'm sure that everyone will enjoy. All right. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get started. I'm going to open us up with prayer. Amen. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this hour, this very moment that we are breathing and we are alive. We're able to share your word with the people on this platform, this blog talk radio, this avenue that you have opened so that we can be vessels that you use in this day, this time, this hour, and these end times. Father, we pray that the people are blessed by you, encouraged, uplifted, and inspired. That your Holy Spirit would take control. Hallelujah. Of this particular platform, of this particular lesson today, and we know that you will get the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Our lesson our lesson tonight is going to come from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. And I'm reading it from the New Living Translation. And it says, don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate with insults when people insult you. Instead, pay them back with a blessing. That is what God has called you to do. And he will grant you his blessing. And he will grant you his blessing. Brother Manny, I just want to kind of set this in motion by saying, you know, to those who may be frequent listeners of ours, and, you know, they may be saying, you know, we hear a lot about dealing with our nature or our flesh, or making sure we're living holy and living right before God. And tonight we're talking about the evidence of godly character. And the reason that I believe that God has placed this on my heart is because I really believe that in this end time season that I certainly believe we are in, people of God, that followers of Christ who may not necessarily have got the word of God in a way that they should have gotten it, and I'm not judging or criticizing anybody, but it's known by or evidenced by behavior and conversations that people see their relationship with God sometimes from a religious perspective, from sometimes a perspective of tradition, and oftentimes from a place of just simply not being taught the word the right way. And I don't pretend to be, you know, anybody in particular, but I do thank God for the anointing that he has placed on my life to be able to study and properly exegete his word. And this is what I know, that there are things that only obedient believers have access to when it comes to God, because God is God and he is compelled to line up with his own word. It's his word, and he cannot lie. And so when God says that if someone sows, they have to reap, then guess what? No matter what it is, even when you sow good, you have to reap good, because God said it. It's immutable. It won't change. Here's the thing about sowing and reaping, though. It's a godly principle. It is not a principle that solely belongs to the Christian. And so if a non-saved individual follows godly principles, then guess what? Sowing and reaping applies to them. But what will never apply to them is this sense of access to God's abundance and overflow that is only granted to the obedient. And I want to make sure that we as a whole, not just me, not just my family, not even just those under the influence of my immediate circle, but those who may tune in live or on replay or whatever platforms we teach from, I want to make sure that I'm telling them the truth of God's word, because I want them to have complete access to the word of God. Oftentimes, unfortunately, Brother Manny, we hear people saying things that are not biblical. And this text right here, I've heard people kind of refer to it as, well, that's just crazy. If somebody does X, Y, Z to me, then this is what I'm going to do to them. And that's okay if that's how you want to live your life. And we're going to learn that if that's how you want to live your life, that there are consequences that come along with that. But God, through his word, has set a standard of how believers, true believers, are to respond in every situation And in this case, he set a precedent on how we are to respond to offense, to oppression, to the attacks of Satan through individuals. And so I want to just go ahead and dive right in. So the first thing we see through the text that he's saying is, 1 Peter 3:9, he says, don't repay evil for evil. So that's the first thing he's telling us. That's not murky. That's not, hard to understand. Nobody can say, well, that's kind of vague. What do you mean? No, he's clear about what he's saying. Don't repay evil for evil. So when evil is done to you, he is saying, as a believer of Christ, as a servant of the Most High God, don't you repay them. And so when we understand this, we have to comprehend it's not our job. It's not our responsibility. That has been filled already. Somebody has the position of repaying people who do things to the body of Christ. Now, I know we live in a society that tells us, hey, this, that, and the other, opposite of what the Bible says, but God says, I want you to not respond, and to have a way I want you to handle it. So if you follow me to Romans 12:19, it says here to support 1 Peter 3:9, Paul says, dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves. So Paul is lining up with what Peter said.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I love the continuity of Scripture. So when people say, well, you just take one Scripture and you just took it out of context, well, no, I'm not taking any Scripture out of context, but what we always should be able to find is support Scriptures, cross-referencing Scripture, so that they support each other and that there is no contradiction. So Paul is saying, and he is supporting and undergirding what Peter has said. He says in Romans 12:19, dearly beloved, he's talking to the body of Christ, Manny. He's not talking to sinners.
Mm-hmm.
And so lest somebody says, well, he's talking to the people. No, he's talking to believers. Why? Because God has established a standard and a way in which we are to respond to people in the world. And the reason God has done that is so that we look like him, so that we can draw people to God, because repaying evil for evil will almost always run people in the opposite direction of God. I thought you were a believer. I thought you were a pastor. I thought you were this. I thought you were a Christian. Why are you responding this way? And so Paul says, do not avenge yourselves. He says, but rather give place unto wrath. Now, if I stop reading that right there, you'd be confused. Well, what does that mean? Didn't he just say avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath? But you got to keep reading. He
mm-hmm.
says,
mm-hmm.
for it is written. It is written. Vengeance is whose? Certainly not Paul. He says he's speaking for God. He says, vengeance is mine. And watch this. We said earlier, Peter said, don't repay, right? Paul says here
yeah.
that God says, vengeance is mine. I will repay. Now, Manny, I can stop right there, and I can pull apart syntactically, which is basically word for word of this sentence structure, and look at that word will. He didn't say I might pay back. He didn't say I'll think about paying them back. He used the word on purpose to give us an understanding of the certainty in which if we step out of the way, if we remove ourselves from the situation in the relations of trying to get vengeance or pay someone back, he says, I will do it. I will repay, says the Lord. Simply put, it's God's job, And guess what, Brother Manny? He don't need no help. He don't need
not
my help.
All.
He don't need your help. And if God says he's going to do a thing, listen, everything God spoke out of his mouth is still obedient to him to this day. Do you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Everything God spoke is still obedient to him to this day. The sun ain't never been reported to rise in the north or the south or the west. Always, because it has an assignment. God said, rise in the east, set in the west. And guess what? It's been doing it ever since he told it to. And so that God, that same God, says, I will repay. Don't you worry about what they did to you. Don't worry about how embarrassed you were. Because, Brother Manny, what I find sometimes is some of us are more inclined to let God deal with it when it is not embarrassing to us, or when it's not done to us in front of people, or when our reputation is not on the line. Some of us have grown enough to where we say, okay, God, you got this thing, but let somebody put us on blast. Let somebody embarrass us in front of somebody else that we know. Then it is very likely that they're going to show another side of themselves. And most assuredly, that side is not going to line up with the word that we're teaching tonight. And so we got to be careful. And so I'm not just telling us this so that, you know, we all look like Boy Scouts and, well, you know, them Christians are some punks. No, actually, it takes more strength to live the word of God and be right than it does to so-called defend my own self. And I'm going to show us in just a minute why we shouldn't be defending ourselves anyway. Amen. If we belong to the Heavenly Father, shouldn't our Father be stepping in?
Come on.
So in the natural, I can remember a time that I got into it with one of the young men who we grew up with, and I remember we just happened to be out there playing softball, and our father who happened to be there, and he was playing softball as well, and, you know, and my father came to my defense, ready to fight the young man, you know, who wanted to fight me. And so if that happens within the natural, how much more will our Heavenly Father see us being wrong, step in if we let him handle it? Amen. And so that's first. Secondly, when we place ourselves in position to be retaliated upon, when we take upon ourselves to repay or retaliate, we have put our own selves in a position where, watch this, in the same manner in which we retaliate, God then has the right to allow us to be retaliated upon in that same way.
Mm-hmm.
I got a question, Manny, I want to ask, and then if you want to jump in and have something to say, you can. If not, I'll just keep on teaching. But I got a question, Brother Manny, that I want to ask those who are listening. When was the last time that we extended grace to somebody who did us wrong? Or did we just blow up? Did we start using four-letter words? Or maybe we didn't cuss them out, but did we tell them off? Or maybe somebody put their hands on them. We put our hands back on. I don't know. But what was the last time we were strong enough, we were godly enough, our character was godly enough, where we said, you know what, I'm going to give you grace? Manny, why do you think we should extend grace to people?
I can tell you one thing. A lot of it is pride, like you
yes.
were talking about earlier. A
yes.
lot of it is
yes.
arrogance. It's arrogance,
yes.
it's pride,
yes.
haughtiness,
yes.
high-mindedness.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
I like breaking this scripture down into mm-hmm. what we lock and what we loose, right?
Yeah.
That's what came to me as I began to study, what we are loosing and what we are locking, right?
Yeah.
These principles are keys.
Yeah.
And you and your behavior and your speech, your deeds, the way you treat people, the way you treat and let's start by saying this. We're talking about how you treat people in your family. The ones that are closest to you, you know those are the ones that burn you up the most.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that sting you the most. Those are the ones that try your faith the most. Yeah. Because those are the ones that really want to say, you ain't saved.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see you talking all that stuff, talking about how different you were, talking all that Jesus stuff, talking all that God stuff. Now look at you. You acting just like me. And that's not the person. That's not the person talking, right? That's the spirit in the person taunting you, taunting your spirit. See, what the devil really want to do is show God that he a liar.
Yeah.
And so it's much, much deeper than just turning the other cheek, right? There's some stuff at stake in your life, right?
Yeah.
Your ability to be blessed and to be a blessing, and not only that, to be put on display.
Yeah.
Your Father is putting you on display and saying, you know what, his spirit is inside of, my spirit is deep inside of him, so guess what?
Yeah.
He's going to look like me. He's going to act like me. He's going to talk like me. And in that way, I'm able to establish and put the kingdom on display. So my question then is, what kingdom are you putting on display?
Yeah. And the reason I asked you the question.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead, bro. I apologize. No, go ahead. Finish. Please finish.
No, I was just saying that's what we have to keep in mind. Which kingdom are we putting on display? Which father?
That's good.
Which father are you mirroring? Which father are you putting on display?
Wow, that's real good, bro. And one of the reasons I asked you, you know, why should we extend people grace is because I love how you said it's a spirit, right? And what is kind of ironic at times, Manny, is you're right. That's the devil laughing at us, right? He's a accuser of the brethren. So like you said, he's going back to God and saying, see how Joseph is acting? And he says he's a Christian. He says he's a pastor. And what Joseph has to realize is that same influential demonic spirit that is telling that person to say, I thought you were this, I thought you were that, is the same spirit that was in them to make them create the offense. But rather than us speak to the spirit, which would actually also be a form of grace, instead of us speaking to the spirit, we speak to the person.
Mm-hmm.
We attack the person. And like you said, it's a setup because the devil is saying, yep, God, they are not, I'm showing you Joseph Murphy is not who he says he is. Because all I have to do is press him in this area. All I have to do is frustrate him in this area, and he'll act out of character every time. But when we understand that God has the Word of God as our blueprint on how to deal with everything, including being attacked. And so when evil is perpetrated upon us, we already have the blue book, the blueprint, and the playbook. Oh, okay, let me open up the playbook and let me go to the right place for offenses. Oh, it says, don't repay evil for evil. So, Satan, you're not going to get, because I have to allow my godly character to show through because somebody's watching me, and it's going to be my response that's going to draw them to Christ or push them away from Christ.
That's right.
And so I love it that you said, I talked about the part about the spirit. And so we have to make sure that we leave all the retaliation and the repaying to God. Because the truth be told, Manny, we want grace when we mess up.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want grace when you mess up, you got to be able to let it go when somebody else does mess up in your direction. And you got to be able to say, well, I'm going to extend them grace because I want grace from God when it happens. Manny, this is why God tells us in the scripture, and this is why I love the Bible, because like I said a second ago, the continuity of it, how it all fits together, this is why God encourages us to pray for other people, for those who come against you, speak all manner. God has dealt with that on that. When you are offended, God said, hey, I tell you what, go to them and let them know you're offended. So there are ways. Don't act like, well, I don't know no other way to respond than this way. Lie. And maybe it's not a complete lie. Maybe you just don't know the word. But the word tells you how to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, because our knowledge is limited, and this is the other reason why we cannot simply strike out and say, I'm going to get them back. Because our knowledge is limited. We don't know all the circumstances surrounding the offense. Well, what do I mean by that? Manny, you've heard me say before that God uses the devil, and he does. He uses him all the time. He uses him frequently to try to grow and stretch us, right, to bring us to a place of capacity for a certain thing, right? And so you don't know that God is using, I'll give you a perfect example, because I know somebody thinks, well, now that doesn't make sense. I'll give you the perfect example, right? You're married, I'm married, right? And oftentimes, mm-hmm. we wish our spouses would act a particular way. Because, mm-hmm. and that goes on both sides. I'm sure there are wives who would say, I wish my husband would ABC. I'm sure there's husbands who would say, I wish my wife would ABC. But oftentimes, especially within Christian marriages, God is using your spouse to show you how he feels.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just think your spouse is offending you, and so you want to retaliate to the person that is your spouse versus we're dealing with the spirit that your spouse may be dealing with. And God may be using your spouse to deal with you in that way so that he can show you, yes, you're frustrated because there's a lack of intimacy in your marriage. Your husband lacks intimacy. Your wife lacks intimacy. God is saying, but I lack intimacy with you.
Amen.
And so because our knowledge is limited, we want to run automatically. And I'm not a friend of the devil. I'm not saying this to defend him. But everything that happens to us is not the devil. It's just not. There's some things that happen to us. Number one, that's our own fault. Disobedience. Why didn't this happen for me? Because you didn't follow the covenant. You didn't stay in the guidelines of the covenant. That's why it didn't happen. And so we must understand where the influence is coming from. And we have to be careful to simply just be offended by the person instead of the spirit. Neither do we know if God is allowing it for, watch this, a greater purpose. Manny, I'm here to tell you that challenges in our life come for character development. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
There are challenges that are specifically designed for character development. And we definitely don't know what could happen. Watch this, because our knowledge is limited. Go ahead and respond. You have zero idea what could happen. And watch this, Manny. I would be scared to respond not knowing what's going to happen when God already told me not to respond. Because now you saying you were offended, so but you didn't let that offense take you to a place of disobedience. We ain't thinking about it that way, though, are we? You didn't let this offense drive you to a place of disobedience. And now, not only are you dealing with the offense, But now you're dealing with the repercussion of your disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't, watch this. I want to bless somebody tonight with this. You cannot put God on a time clock of when he should deal with your thing, with your person, with your whatever. You can't put him on a clock. I need you to get him back now, God. And I know I'm going to lose some people when I say this. When was the last time, I asked the other a question a second ago, when was the last time you extended grace to somebody? When was the last time you extended grace to somebody in the form of praying that God bless them? God, be merciful. And when you do repay them, God, please be merciful. Is that not godly character, Brother Manny?
Yeah.
Is that not evidence of godly character? This person just cussed me out. This person just did whatever it is. They just fired me. This person just whatever. Got a family member in trouble, whatever it might be. But guess what? I'm going to pray for them. And because I understand that they have to reap what they sow, God, be merciful when you deal with them.
Amen.
And that's evidence of godly character. Yes, sir. So he says it could be for a greater purpose, character development, right? So the scripture talks about, let me go back up here. He says, don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate with insults when people insult you. Because we love that verbal jousting, don't we?
Yes, we do.
He says retaliation verbally is also something God definitely frowns upon. Manny, how are we going to say praise the Lord out of one side of our mouth and cuss people out with the other side? Or maybe you don't use profanity, but you wish out loud, you say it out loud, I hope this happens to them. Don't we understand that not only do we not repay them, but we cannot wish harmful things upon them either? And here's one of the biggest reasons why, Manny. Whatever the offense is, it's no different than the wrong we've done. So don't lock yourself into God repaying you. Don't lock yourself into God repaying you on the level that you just told him to pay somebody else back. Because that's what you do when you do that. Now, God has the right to not be merciful for you.
That's true.
So how would you feel? How would we feel if God says, nope, off with your head? Well, no, God, but you were merciful, God. But you didn't ask for mercy for them. You just was offended. And you wanted me to deal with them swiftly, so guess what? Now I'm dealing with you swiftly. Well, God, that ain't really what I meant. No, that's what you said, though. That's why we have to watch what we say. Retaliation verbally is also something that God frowns upon. Jesus was bombarded with insults, man. In particular, when he was on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
And look at what his verbal response was. Come on, man. Manny, you brought up a cuss word earlier. You said the Pope was walking in pride.
Mm-hmm.
How many of us, Manny, would have been so prideful on that cross? We would have, maybe we would have took one or two insults, but we would have got tired of hearing them talking about, you say you Jesus, huh? You save other people, save yourself right now. Oh, let me show y'all then. Y'all don't believe I'm Jesus? Let me show you. How many of us would have got lifted up in pride? Would have been like, yeah, okay. You know what I'm saying? Not only am I going to get down off the cross, but I'm about to call a legion of angels to come down here and destroy all of y'all. Manny, how do you get beat? How do you get beat all night long? How do you carry a cross close to 300 yards? How do you get nailed to that same cross? Now, mind you, all the while, got a crown of thorns in your head, so you're still bleeding from your head and from where they beat the flesh off your bones. You got splinters in your back because you're trying to push yourself up on the cross to get air in your lungs. If anybody had a reason to retaliate, it was Jesus, because he didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But what was his response? He said, "Father, forgive them." Manny, come on, man. Keep it a buck, man. Would asking God to forgive them have been the first thing on your mind?
Well, to be honest, I don't think I would have got up there, but that's just me. As soon as I would have figured out what was happening, because, of course, he knew what was next for him, like, I'd have still been in the Garden of Gethsemane praying. No, there got to be another way. I'm gonna sit right here until you tell me there's another way. But,
Manny,
you know,
you see 39 stripes.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have been good after the first one, man. No, I'm good.
Yeah. 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 But even now, you know, imagine if God repaid us what we deserve.
Come on, man. Talk about it.
And it, what's really interesting is that I was reading in the Message Bible, because I like to read the chapter that the verse is in all of the translations, just to try to glean something a little different, because they all say something a little different, but mostly all the same.
Yeah.
And the Message Bible says, no retaliation. Well, it starts off by saying, summing all this up, be agreeable, be sympathetic, be loving, be compassionate, be humble.
Yeah.
That goes for all of you. No exceptions.
No
retaliation. No sharp tongue sarcasm. How many of us are, you know, I have it bad being a little sarcastic sometimes, and I've been working on that, you know, being flip at the mouth. He says, but instead, bless. And this is what got me right here. This is a reminder that this is just not optional, right? Paul says, I'm sorry, Peter says, bless. That's your job to bless. That's your assignment. That's why you are here. That's why your daddy got you here. You're not here for no other reason but to look, act, walk, talk like your daddy. You are here to present the kingdom to those that are lost. What is the kingdom? The gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. What did Jesus say? Repent. Change your thinking. Change your behavior. The kingdom is here now. Amen. And he said, this is your job. He said to bless.
Reasonable service.
You'll be blessed. You'll be a blessing and also get a blessing. So all you folks out there praying, fasting, you denying yourself food, denying yourself TV, social media, catch an attitude with folks on your job. You can't stand your sister or your brother. You might as well get up from there and go in your kitchen, look in the refrigerator, start eating right now. That fasting ain't going to help you. Go eat your meal right now. Uber eats you something right now, because your prayers are falling on deaf ears.
Wow.
I've been seeking the Lord, Pastor. I've been seeking the Lord for the last 3 weeks for this financial blessing. And I don't know, you know, I don't know why I haven't
heard from the Lord. And then you hear Sister So-and-so or Brother So-and-so out in the parking lot in the church arguing over a parking space. So we got to put things in perspective. It's not only a benefit to you not to behave and act and talk and be in a certain way. It is your job.
Wow.
It's why he called you. It's why he called you out of darkness and translated you into the kingdom of his dear son. That's why you have access. But you don't, guess what? You can lose access with how you're acting and who you're showing. I say again, what spirit of what daddy are you showing to the people?
Wow. That's good, brother. That's good. Let me hear it for the exit boom.
Come
he
on.
Says, God, to your point, he says, God has given us a mandate. You said it's our job.
Mm-hmm.
God has given us a mandate, and we didn't have no conversation about this. These notes were done last week, last Monday, Tuesday, last Monday, Sunday, Monday, whatever.
And I just started studying today.
God has given us a mandate to deal with both forms of offense. So we don't have an excuse to say, well, I didn't know what I was supposed to do. Lies and propaganda.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Lies and propaganda. The Word of God tells you how to deal with a physical offense, a verbal offense, and here it is right here. It's found in the Gospel of Matthew, and I'm going to read from the New Living Translation, chapter 5, verse 44 and 45. 44 says, but I say, love your enemies. I'm sorry, God, you said the what? These people that stabbing me in my back, you said do what? Well, recognize, my son was stabbed in the back long before you were. And you have faults. My son didn't have any. He says, love your enemies. And if that wasn't enough, take it a step further. He says, pray for those who persecute you. Man, he didn't say just simply cuss you out. He said, persecute you. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Amen.
Hold on, God. Where am I supposed to get the capacity to do this? From me? From my word? My strength is made perfect in your weakness. I've been waiting for you to tag me in, but you want to operate in your flesh. I've been waiting to give you the grace and the strength to deal and to handle, to give you the grace to make it through until this is over, until I dealt with it. So you have to take your hand off, because what I'm not going to do is intercede while you have your hand on it.
Mm-hmm.
While you got your mouth on the situation, I'm not going to fight with you. I'm not going to debate with you. I'm not going to reason with you. I've already told you in the word, stay out of the way and let me handle it. It'll be beneficial to you if you do that. But if you, who have free will, want to handle it yourself, guess what? Be ready to handle all that comes with it. Verse 45, Matthew chapter 5, 45. In that way, he says, you will be acting evidence as true children of your Father. Now, did you or did you not say earlier, what spirit of what Father do you have?
Amen.
I didn't share these scriptures with you before right now.
I didn't study it either.
That's why I know the Holy Spirit is speaking right now, and I hope people are getting this. He says, this is a New Living Translation, Gospel of Matthew chapter 5, verse 45, in that way, in what way? When you love your enemies and when you pray for those who persecute you, then you will be acting as true children of your Father. Your Heavenly Father, because he says in the New Living Translation,
of your Father in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
But oftentimes we are acting like the Father in hell. He says here, for he gives his sunlight to both Murph. See, Murph, this is why I tell you, we got to be careful, and we got to make sure our perspective is proper, right? He says, watch this, for he gives his sunlight to both the evil and the good. So God does what he wants, when he wants, how he wants. And that's why you got to be careful to try to start taking things in your own hands, because God could be using that person to frustrate you to work something out in you that needs to be worked out, so that when he brings another situation about your way, you'll already have the capacity and the compassion and the long-suffering and the patience to be able to deal with the situation, and you won't disqualify yourself out of a situation.
Because,
mm-hmm. See, sometimes, Manny, we're not thinking about when we do it our way, we disqualify ourselves. That's why God hasn't done it, because he was going to do it, but you disqualified yourself.
Yep.
But I thought you just said, if God said it, he's going to do it. Yeah, that's the truth, unless you disqualify yourself. Unless you disqualify yourself. For he gives sunlight to both the evil and the good. And he sends rain on the just and the unjust alike. Man, we all going to go through something.
We're going to get out God, there.
And God gives to people who don't deserve.
Mm-hmm.
And in that way, he's telling us, if you want to have my spirit, give mercy to somebody who doesn't deserve it. That's actually what mercy is. Loving people who are lovable, you don't get no credit for that. Extending mercy to people you just like, you don't get credit for that. But can you still be merciful even if they don't deserve it? Can you extend grace even when they don't deserve it? He says that's showing evidence of godly character.
Amen.
He says, we are to pray blessings upon our offenders. While we may shrug at this thought, he says, we have to keep in mind the cross mentality is not for everybody. And neither is heaven, Brother Manning. I get it. If this not your mentality, I get it. I ain't going to fuss with you. I ain't going to fight with you about it. All I know is that mentality is not for everybody, but neither is heaven. Hell is a choice. If we choose to be obedient to God's word, we choose to do it God's way, but there's no choice. Evidence is evidence. You're either going to look like your heavenly Father or you're going to look like the devil. Well, if you want to look like your heavenly Father, then you have to read the manual, the Bible. And you have to not only read it, not only be hearers of it, but you must be doers of it. And that means you got to love people when they're not lovable. That means you got to have mercy, extend mercy to grace and mercy to those who don't deserve it. That means you can't repay evil for evil. That means you have to pray a blessing over people who offended you. The recompense we receive for our obedience in this matter that we're discussing tonight, Brother Manny, I need us to get this. It far exceeds temporary, material, or monetary gifts. And what I love about God, Manny, what I love about God is when we're obedient, when we show the evidence, the godly evidence, the godly character, that our Heavenly Father puts us in a place of access where he blesses us with things like grace, peace, long-suffering, patience, the fruit of the Spirit. He blesses us with that. I know that's not some blessings that some people want. I know some people want him to open the floodgates of heaven and pour them out a financial blessing they can't receive. I'm saying God can do whatever he wants, however he wants. But it's a blessing to be able to know that, Manny, not only is God going to bless me while I'm still here, but, man, I am storing up rewards in heaven, and when I get there. See, I'm going to leave whatever I get down here, I'm going to leave it here. But there's some stuff that's going to meet me in heaven. There's a crown, some crowns and some jewels that's going to meet me in heaven. My name is going to be on one of the pillars in heaven, Brother Manny.
Amen.
I'm going to be able to put on the priestly robe with the family crest on it, the kingdom of God family crest on a robe, Manny. But I can't if I don't look like him or show evidence of godly character. And I don't have an excuse because God gave us his word as a roadmap, as a blueprint, as an instruction manual, if you will. That's all I have.
Amen. Amen. I certainly enjoyed that. Amen. And I hope that all our listeners, amen, that they enjoyed it. I just want to leave everybody with something really quick. Understand something, that you are the only God evidence of kingdom that some people will ever see.
Yeah.
That some people will ever hear. Yeah. Coming in contact with you may be, mm-hmm, their only opportunity to come in contact with the favor, mm, of God.
Wow.
So,
wow,
person, sometimes it's not even that person did something to you. Maybe it's just a person that just gets on your nerves.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe it's a person that, mm-hmm, you just think is ridiculous or act ignorant, or someone who does things in their life that annoy you.
Yeah.
There's a reason why you're affected in that way. Not only is, yeah, God trying to work out something in them, but he's trying to work out something in you.
Yeah.
Remember, this is your job.
Yeah.
This is why you are here.
Yeah.
So when you come in contact with a person, whether it's family members, friends, coworkers, strangers,
mm-hmm,
somebody in the church, somebody in your home,
mm-hmm,
I want you to think about it. Like Pastor said, it's about perspective.
Mm-hmm.
What is God presenting this opportunity for me to do, for him to do through me? What's that opportunity?
Yeah.
Is it a blessing for me? Is it a blessing for that other person or for both of us?
Mm-hmm.
For God to get the glory, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to keep that in mind, that sometimes that person,
mm-hmm,
God sent you, he's strategic. God don't do anything by accident. He's not guessing at this. He's not responding to anything that we're doing. We have to understand God plan is written in stone. It is,
yeah,
perpetual, right? So it's got you,
yeah,
written in already. It's got what you're thinking,
mm-hmm,
what you're going to do. It's got it written in already.
Yeah.
He strategically placed you in the path of that person so that his glory may be shown through you, so that,
mm-hmm,
you can glorify him, and in doing so, he glorifies you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, are we going to miss that opportunity?
Mm-hmm.
You going to miss your chance?
Yeah.
When you are behaving in this way, you don't have to worry about blessings. You don't have to pray,
yeah,
about blessings. They follow you. You can't help it.
Mm-hmm.
Doors will open up.
Yeah.
Stuff you prayed about, stuff you gave to them, you turned it over to them. Stuff just started working itself out because you're being obedient and you're allowing him to work through you. So I just wanted to leave that with everybody. I want to bring on my Auntie Mary just in case she has something she would like to add. God bless you, Auntie Mary.
God bless you.
Well, would you like to add something?
Well, like the pastor said and you know, I think it takes time for us to get into that place where we get to have mercy to our enemies. I think we have to grow in that. The Lord had been dealing with me on that because some people, not only up in the high echelon, I couldn't stand. And you know how I be talking, Emmanuel, about the person. And I would say, well, step on off, you know. It was a person that think he's a little tin god, that he knows how many people on earth can, you know, be here, you know, too many people on earth, you know, is this, is that, is this and that. And I said, step on off, be the first one. And at that rate, you know, God had been dealing with me on certain things. You know, I had been doing like that, and he was letting me know, what did I tell you? Victory is yours. And he gave me a little thing about it. He said, hold your peace and let me, the Lord, fight your battle. Then victory will be yours. And so I said, yes. And when I hear ambulance and I know, you know, something that happened, and I would say, mercy, 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 Lord. Well, like the pastor said, and you say, you got to put that in action to other things. Well, I think it takes time. It takes time to, as you listen to the Lord, because he do say, vengeance is mine, you know. So therefore, you know, we got to grow into that each and every day and listen to the Lord. He wants you to ask him to have mercy on certain people, you know, instead of making up your own mind, you know, because like I always say, it's no denominations. He had disciples, you know, that's man-made. And so the body of Christ have to learn, you know, and pray about the strength, you know. You can't have any little thing. You got to have it all. And to get it all, you have to listen to the word, regardless of what pastor it might be. You see, if it's the word, you got to be in the word.
That's right.
And you got to give Jesus time to talk to you each and every day. Give him time, not you always asking for things. He want to let you know where you have made errors, you know, like you all say, he told me, vengeance is mine, you know.
Yes.
You ask to have mercy, you know. And I said, yes, Lord. He just got on my last nerve. But it do take time for some Christians, but we got to learn that we got to grow each and every day throughout the day. And to do that, you got to be in the Word. You got to listen to the Word. coming down, regardless of who it's coming from and everything, because God gives words to people, different people, and you listen. And if you're in the Word, you automatically know if it's the Word. And tonight it is the Word, because he told me that. Amen. But I think it takes time for Christians to grow. You can't be gobbling and talking about each other. You listen to the Word and show grace, show love, and grow. The only way you're going to grow is to listen to what the different ministers are saying. And if you know the Word, the Lord will let you know if that's the Word or not. You know, instead of trying to pick something apart, the Lord will let you know if that's the Word. And if it's the Word, then, you know, clean yourself up and start
again. Amen.
Amen. That's all.
Thank you, Auntie Mary. We appreciate you. We love you. As always, you're welcome to come on and comment at any time. But amen. All right, Pastor, take us to the house.
Amen. I just want to remind everybody, show godly character. And thank God for Auntie Mary. And she right. We got to grow into it. And so I say, let's get into his word so it can help us grow into God's character day by day. It's something we need to take on daily. And the reason why I say this is because God cares. He cares for each and every one of us. And I want to remind you, so does the Caring Church. We love you. Be blessed. Until next time.
Amen.
Are you ready? Now, without further ado, I introduce you to my